Brilliant. So in a few minutes' time, we're going to hear some stories from the people who are being baptized this morning. Really looking forward to that. But I just wonder if you would, before we do that, Dave's just going to come and speak to us for a few minutes, explain to us what baptism is all about. So why don't you welcome Dave?
Oh, good morning, everybody. And can I just extend a special welcome to all of those friends and family who have come to be part of the baptisms this morning. And I was just reflecting on some of the occasions as a child that we got dragged over to other churches to see other family members baptized. And I still am, one of four brothers. And I was thinking on one particular occasion that we put my parents through quite a trauma on one of these events. And one of my brothers is quite close in age to me. And we had quite a good strategy for dealing with disagreements and helping each other see the error of our ways. It usually involved fists and usually involved loud shouts. And it was quite effective. And being quite close in age, you know, we often had the same struggles that we would battle out. Anyway, on one of these particular occasions, we were at my gran's church that was actually one that was drummed into us that you have got to be on your best behaviour because it's a bit formal. And they had one of the baptistry type of things that's actually set in the ground, not like our pool there. And they would whip the cover off and it was at ground level. Anyway, after the service, we were helping each other see the error of whoever's ways it was. I think it was Tim's, not mine. And so we proceeded to have a very loud argument and start throwing some fists at each other. And I'm pretty sure that he had also thought the same idea that of me, that actually a good wetting would be really helpful. Thankfully, my parents, red-faced, stepped in and broke it up so that we didn't quite get that far. It would have been fun. We did have a few pond-throwing incidents as well. I can tell you all sorts of stories. But on that occasion, we did spare them a bit of embarrassment. But the actual pool that they had was actually quite a helpful image of what baptism is. And one of the things I love about God and I love about the Bible is that there is a lot of symbolism and imagery that is used that really helps us to understand something of God, something of who we are in God, and something of what is happening in our lives as we grow in Him and we grow in relationship with Him. And the whole thing of baptism, when we have a baptismal service, it is actually like a funeral service. And the baptism pool is like a grave, which is why the one set in the ground is actually quite helpful to get your head around that being a grave. Let me just read a couple of verses from Romans 6. It starts off saying this: what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we may too live a new life. And the whole point of the baptism is to help us understand that it is like we've gone down into a grave, and when we've come up, we've got a new life. But all the rubbish, all the old life, all our old way of doing things that was outside God's way and God's plan for us is left behind in the grave. It's dead, it's gone, and we move on. And it's a really helpful image to understand what has taken place in somebody's life when they become a Christian, when they become a believer. Like a funeral, something has already happened. Somebody has died previous to that point, and the funeral service is a point where you put something behind you and you move on. And in the same way, when somebody becomes a Christian, when somebody says to Jesus, "Yeah, I'm going to live your way of life. I'm going to live for you," then there's a death that's happened. They've put to death an old way of life. But there's a twist on it, because at a funeral service, there's a lot of sadness and there's a lot of ending. But the difference with this is that there's a new beginning. So the point that somebody becomes a Christian and says to Jesus, I'm going to live for you, there's a new beginning. There's a few things that happen in somebody's life when they get to this point of baptism today. First of all, there's a recognition that God wants a relationship with us. And that's an amazing thing, that the God who created the universe actually wants to have a relationship and a friendship with us. But there's also a recognition that mankind has stuffed it up, and that there is a separation from God unless we do something about it. And the second thing is that there's a decision to be made. And that decision, which the five young people will explain to you in a few minutes how they have got to this point, the decision is to say, yeah, do you know, I recognize that my way of life before was not really up to God's standard, and that actually I need to ask for forgiveness, and that I need to enter into a relationship with Jesus and make him number one and Lord of my life. And thirdly, there's an action that has to take place. And that action is a change, a determined change. How? By putting to death and putting off the old way of life, the selfishness, all the influences that we have that are not from God. It's deciding to say, yeah, God, I'm going to change. I'm going to not be that person that I was, that I used to be. And it's about living in relationship with him on a daily basis and allowing him to change us into the people that he wants us to be. And it's a decision to live differently. So baptism is a very simple but very powerful image of what has happened in somebody's life. It's putting to death an old way of life, and it's starting a new way of life, a new life, the way that Jesus intends us to be in relationship with him and to be different. It's about saying publicly when somebody's baptized, is this is something that has happened in my life. It's already happened. It doesn't magically happen because of that water special or anything like that. It is symbolic. It's symbolic of something that has already happened. But it's also being obedient, because Jesus commands us to be baptized. And why does he do that? Because it's an opportunity to declare to the world that I'm different, that I've changed, that my life is rooted in Jesus, that my old way of life is dead, and now I have a new life. And that is such an exciting place to be. And I'm not going to say any more, because I know that our five young people will tell you all about that exciting bit that's happened in their lives. So, brilliant.
That's great. Thank you, Dave. That's really helpful. And we're looking forward to hearing, as Dave says, those stories. So what we're going to do now is we're going to invite the five people, one at a time, to come and share, answer some questions and to share some of their story. Those of you who've been to one of our baptism Sundays before, you know this is really an exciting part. We want to be able to celebrate with these people. Also reminds many of us who've been baptized what it was like and the choices that we've made. So we're going to, very much part of doing that together as church family. And I know that there's lots of extra family and friends, and you're here today to join in of that as well. And we're really looking forward to you being a part of this celebration too. So these young people are being very brave coming and standing up here. We're looking forward to hearing what they've got to say. And first of all, we'd like some big cheers and lots of shout out and welcome to Sam Hay, who's going to come. Here he is. Fantastic. So, Sam, you're going to speak to us first, and then we're going to invite Darren, who's going to come and pray for you. What we're going to do, recognize that lots of people have been involved in parts of the journey of all the people who are here this morning. And each person who's going to come up and speak to us has had a conversation and done some preparation ahead of their baptism to make sure that everyone is really clear on why they're doing what they're doing. So Neil and Lucy and Claire, as people who look after our youth work and our kids' zones, have done that preparation. So we're really just going to find out, and they're going to let us in some of that story this morning. So Darren will come and pray afterwards. So Sam, Baptism Sunday, tell us a little bit about your journey and then maybe why you want to be baptized today.
Okay. So I grew up in a Christian family, and I always believed God was there, but that didn't really necessarily mean I've chosen to be a Christian yet. In school, it was easy to be a Christian. In primary school, it was easy to become a Christian, as there was nothing really tempting me, nothing really bad happening in primary school. But then, as I moved into secondary school, I realised it was a lot harder. And being in Ashfield, a very big school, there's a lot of bad crowds around, so it really tested my faith there. My faith in God has grown over the past couple of years, and especially through the One event. The 3 or 4 days of worship surrounded by Christians from all over the country really brings me closer to God. And this, I think about two, three years ago, was when I became a Christian of my own choice. And then also with that came the Youth Residential. I think I've been on it twice now, and that really kind of brought me close to God, being around the Ashwood Youth. Baptism is the next step I want to take in my journey. It's a clean slate. Like Dave said, it was a new beginning of kind of a new beginning to start fresh, kind of wash away all the sins. It's a declaration of my faith in God. I'm excited for what the future holds. I think this is the right time, as I'm understanding God a lot more and asking many more questions, as I'm intrigued to know what being Christian really is. After I decided to get baptized, which was just before the previous Baptism Sunday, Matt prayed for me that my confidence in God and in being a Christian would grow. And that's really encouraged me, so thank you for that. Galatians 1 verse 10 is also important. I think it was in the verse of the day on my phone, I think about a month or so ago. It says, am I trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I was still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. Basically, put simply, means I'm just trying to please God, and whatever comes with it, comes with it. And that's where I want to be in my Christian faith. Thank you.
Brilliant, Sam. Really good, really good. So good, Sam. So good. Really clear. Well done. Brilliant job. And now Darren is going to come and pray for you.
Right. We're so blessed, aren't we? By having these young people here this morning. It's been great to share in Sam's story a little bit. And whilst I was thinking this morning about Sam's baptism, a couple of particular passages sprung to mind as we're praying this morning. From Romans 8, verse 11, which says, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And then particularly Galatians 5, about the gifts of the Spirit. And as Sam grows, not just physically, as he definitely does, because he seems to get taller and taller, but as he also grows spiritually, pray that those gifts will be amongst him. I know, Sam, that you spend a lot of time, is taken up with training for squash. He's a bit of a squash player, if nobody knows, practicing for music, and also studying at school. But as I've seen you grow, it's been amazing to see how you've allowed God and his Spirit to grow strength in you. And that's what we pray for you this morning. So shall we just take a moment to pray? Shall we pray? Father God, this morning, at this exciting step in Sam's life, we thank you for the man that you are making him. We pray that he will recognize your strength and power, not just growing in him physically, but in him, in his spirit, as part of your spirit within him. We pray that you will continue to grow in him. Joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. As he finds his way in you, Lord, bless him and keep him in your wisdom and in your grace, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Fantastic. Well, let's celebrate and let's say thank you to Sam and Darren. And just to say, each time we will pray for each of the people who are being baptized, and we'll ask Darren to write down some of the things that he felt that God was saying. We realize that on a morning like this, many of you, many of us would love to pray, and we'll have an opportunity to do that later. We'll all pray all together. Also, if you're here and you're thinking, actually, I think there is something that God is speaking to one of these young people, then one of the things we have over here, we've got these baptism boxes, as we call them. I don't know if that's a thing, but this is what they are, baptism boxes. And we just encourage people that if you've got something that maybe it's a word of encouragement, maybe it's some verses out of the Bible that you think are particularly important and relevant to those people today, then we'd love to make that available to people. Okay. Fantastic. So I think the next person is Annabelle is going to come and speak to us. So,
great. Let's welcome Annabelle Boot. We want to be able to see Annabelle, don't we? Not a lectern in front of us. I've had a privilege in hanging out with Annabelle. Annabelle really wanted to get baptized back in March. And due to wanting some specific family members in here, she pressed pause and we said, don't worry, we're going to do one in June. So we prepared with this a long time ago, didn't we? So I believe you've written something down to say. Is that all right? So shall I just pass you the microphone and you can do it? So if you look that way, because everyone loves to see you.
I want to get baptized because I want to show everyone that I'm a Christian, because Jesus came from heaven to earth to die for us and to give us an opportunity to go to heaven. And all he wants back is our hearts. So I want to get baptized. Two people who've been baptized recently have inspired me to. One, Lily, my best friend from school, and two, Faith, my cousin. Now I have the confidence to do it, so today I am.
Stay here. Now that is confidently saying, I am, isn't it?
Yeah, brilliant.
We're all going to press pause on tears. Just want to say, it is okay to cry. I do it a lot. I've got the privilege of praying for you, which is great. So I looked up, Annabelle, what your name means, and it probably means a number of things, but one is joy. And in the Bible, in Romans 15:13, this is what it says. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And this overflowing with hope, God was saying about you, it's not a hope so type of hope, it's a no so type of hope. That you are and will continue to be really solid in your faith, which I know you are, and grounded in the Word of God, grounded in the Bible. You love reading your Bible, don't you? Yeah. So that's your little verse. This is in your box as well, so you don't have to have this one. So let's pray. Why don't you reach out your arms, if you're able, to pray over Annabelle on this amazing day. Father God, our prayer today for Annabelle is that you keep close to her. Your light will be her companion every day and your love her constant guide. Hold Annabelle's hand throughout life's journey. Be her friend and guardian too. Teach her well and bless her always as she follows after you. May Annabelle be strong in her faith, that you will lead her into greater spiritual depths, even in these coming days and weeks. We thank you for Annabelle and her decision today to get baptized. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's give her a round of applause. Hannah, we're going to be cheering all the way. This is Hannah Brereton. Let's welcome Hannah up to... Right. Just have a look out because it, you know, it's great. All these nice faces looking at you. I'm going to ask Hannah a few questions as she's been preparing. You've got little bits, haven't you? Sam mentioned a moment ago in his little talk about something that is really significant to a lot of young people and us as adults, and it's something called the One Event. We're part of something called Ground Level Network. It's what we join to as a church amongst other churches. And at the end of August, every year for 30-odd years, we go camping and we have meetings and things there. And the youth work there is brilliant, and the young people really enjoying going and being part of that. And that features in your story, doesn't it? So what actually happened for you, Hannah, at the One Event?
So basically, at the start of One Event, I was a bit embarrassed to kind of like jump around and dance with everybody else. But near the end, God like told me not to worry about anything else and be different. And then the day after that, I started jumping around and not focusing on anybody else.
So what were you kind of feeling at that time?
Like God was kind of there surrounding me and supporting me the whole time, and I felt like he was the only thing that was in my life at that moment that I needed to worry about.
Brilliant. A bit like putting blinkers on a horse where you can't see what else is there and it's just you and him. Is that right? Fantastic. So why would you like to get baptized today?
Because for a couple of months now, each night I've been kind of wondering to myself that I want to be baptized, but I don't think it's the time yet. But then I feel like God's been speaking to me saying, you can do it, you can be baptized now.
Fantastic, that's amazing, isn't it? Brilliant. Well, we're going to ask Lucy to come up, and she's going to pray for Hannah now.
If you know Hannah, you'll know she's a bit of a Harry Potter fan. So I thought it was only right, along with the Bible verse, of course, to just use this quote. Sirius Black, I have never read Harry Potter in my life or watched the film, so I was like, I don't know who this person is, so sorry, Hannah. But Sirius Black said, we've all got both light and darkness inside of us. What matters most is the part we choose to action. That's who we really are. And I just think, Hannah, you have got God's light shining out of you and have done for a long, long time. And no matter what else, you just shine God's light in different places. And I know at school, but I know like Alana's here today because you've been a good friend and your light has shone a long time. But today is that kind of what matters most is the part we choose to action. And today you are making that declaration that this is what I'm choosing to action. I'm choosing for God today because that's who you really are. But also, because I am holy, honestly, there's a story about Hannah in the Bible. And there were a few things as I read through that really struck out to me about you. Hannah was faithful in action. She went to the tabernacle every year and she prayed. She didn't give up, but also she didn't just go to the tabernacle and pray because she wanted something. She went because she loved God. And I just want to encourage you to be faithful in what you do, like Hannah in the Bible, to keep going and just be faithful to God because you love him, not because of necessarily what you get out of it. And then Hannah in the Bible, she prayed with all her heart. She prayed for a child. And as she was praying, she was so dedicated in her prayers that Eli, who was in the temple, thought that she was drunk. As he watched on, he was like, this lady's drunk. She shouldn't be in here like this. Because she kept on praying year after year. She went back and she kept on praying. And she prayed with all her heart, with all her mind, with all her strength. And I know you think a lot. You just kind of shared some of that in your story about, I've been thinking every night just to myself. But keep thinking those thoughts are often God's thoughts, and work their way through. And just to encourage you to be faithful in your prayers for your friends, your prayers for your family, and your prayers for your dreams as well, because I know you've got those. And then when God answered her prayer, she didn't just keep that to herself. We've already had Samuel, or Sam as we like to call him, and his name means God has heard. But Hannah called her child God has heard. So every time anybody spoke to him, they declared what God had done. God has heard, God has heard. And I want to encourage you in that, that when God answers your prayers, don't be afraid to keep telling people about what God has done. So I know recently God's done amazing things and answered your prayers. Don't be afraid to say, a bit like Martin said this morning, God's answered my prayer. This is what God has done. Be faithful in thanking and remembering. And when Eli saw her, he thought she was drunk or crazy. He didn't get what she was like. He didn't expect somebody like her to come and act that way. And sometimes I think perhaps you will either have friends already or meet friends, or there'll be older people who look on you and don't expect you to know what you know, to act the way you act because of your love for God. And other people might not get you sometimes, Hannah. I want to tell you that's okay. Because God has heard and God has got favour on your life. And to walk in that, and don't worry what other people think or say. Be who you are. Be the person God's made you to be. The last thing, just because I love this. I love the name Hannah because it goes the same forwards and backwards. I like that. And as I thought of that, I was like, how can I include that? God, what could it be about that? But actually, Hannah, I think there's something in that, because you are who you are. No matter going forwards, going backwards, you are exactly the same. You do dare to stand up. You do dare to speak out. You are true, and you're a young lady of great integrity. And I want to encourage you to keep being that. No matter how far ahead you go of other people, no matter about those times when you feel like you're going a bit backwards, keep walking with integrity and be true to yourself. So if you wouldn't mind joining me in praying for Hannah. Lord God, we pray for Hannah that she may be faithful in her life, in declaring your goodness as she does today, to walk with you and not to fear or worry about what anyone else may say or think. God, we thank you that Hannah is a young lady with favour on her life. She is a young lady who you see and you hear. And so today we ask, as she makes this declaration and is baptised into her new life, that you may give her an increased sense of your love and your working in her life. We thank you for her. Amen.
I'm going to invite our lovely friend Millie Ransom up. Give her a cheer. Woohoo! I've got a couple of questions to ask Millie that she's been working on the answers to those. So, Millie, what has been your faith journey so far?
Well, all my life I've gone to church and grown up in a Christian family. And I've believed in God as long as I can remember. So there was never really a specific point where I knew I wanted to give my life to God. But in the last couple of years, my faith has grown stronger and I've gotten closer to God.
Brilliant. So why have you decided today is your baptism day?
I've been thinking about getting baptised for quite a while now. And it's been and it's never really felt like the right moment. But when I heard that there would be a baptism soon, I just decided to go for it because I knew that this time was my opportunity and I knew that today I want to say yes to God and God being at the centre of my life.
Fantastic. That's brilliant. Can I invite Abigail up? When I met with Millie and we talked about baptism and we talked about who might baptise you and who might pray, and I said, don't worry, it doesn't need to be an adult. And she said, well, the person I would really love is my friend Abigail, because whenever Millie has got issues going on in her life, she says, I will text Abigail. And Abigail will respond and she'll pray and she'll send little bits back. And so if there's anybody I want to pray for me today, it's Abigail. And so we've invited Abigail to pray for Millie.
So Millie asked me to pray, which means I might get a little bit emotional. So. Yeah, so I've known Millie for about 5 years, and I met her when she came to church for the first time, but I can't really remember like the first times I spoke to Millie, but I remember when I started to get to know her, she had an like amazing personality, she was so funny, like I could never go a time without seeing Millie and not laugh, I still don't. I noticed that I got on with her really well. But one thing I recognised is that Millie is fearless. She tries everything without hesitation. The only memory I have of Millie when she was frightened was the first time I slept at Millie's new farm. And we decided we wanted to go for a walk through Millie's little woods in her farm. So bear in mind, this was like 8 o'clock on a winter night. Pitch black, freezing cold. So we was like walking halfway down Millie's drive and I was petrified. I was like, Millie, please can we go back? And she was like, no, it's okay. And then all of a sudden we looked around and we saw an animal like staring at us. So then I was determined we was gonna go back to the house. So Millie was like, all right, well, we can go back. So we was going back with our torches, and Millie went to go turn her torch off, but it started flashing. And Millie has 3 dogs. And so I think the dogs thought we were like intruders approaching the house. So all of a sudden, they started barking, running at us. So me and Millie were screaming. Millie's screaming, saying, it's me, it's just Millie. and when the dogs saw who we were, they just ran straight past us. But in that moment is the only moment I've seen Millie frightened. And me and Lauren are normally like the scaredy cats of like the friendship group. But Millie helps us to get over our fears. So I feel that Millie needs to realise that God is there when she gets frightened. And then just pray to him, and don't run past him like the dogs did to us. But I think this is a way that God is using Millie, and that she is not frightened to tell people about him. She pushes people along when they're struggling, even when she's struggling herself. So I'm going to pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for Millie. She is fearless. She is not scared to tell people about you, and she's not frightened to spread your word. I pray you use her in many different ways to teach others about you and make a difference in her home, her school, the community, and the world. I pray when she gets baptized today that she will come up from the water and feel new. She'll leave all her bad past behind her, and she will know that you have forgiven her from all her sins. Lord, I pray you will encourage Millie to keep going, even when things knock her down. Lord, I pray she'll get straight back up again and know you will be there for her and you will forgive her for her sins. Jesus, I pray for what amazing young lady Millie is, my best friend. I want to thank you for her.
Let's give them both a round of applause as they go back to the seats. And Abigail squeezed an amen out right at the end, and we all agree with that, don't we? Amen. Amen. Lastly, let's invite Katie Hay, who's already crying. Yay! Do you need a moment? Was that a moment? So we're going to find out a bit about Katie's story, and then we're going to ask our friend Alison Eaton to come and pray. So are you okay reading that?
I've wanted to get baptised for a really long time. It started when I was at one event in Gutu. They asked who wanted to give their life to God. I put my hand up and I got prayed for. By the next one event, I haven't got baptised yet. They asked again who wants to give their life to God. Once again, I stuck my hand up and got prayed for. One event 2016. It was really difficult for me and my family.
because my auntie was just diagnosed with cancer. The week of one event I found out, I went to worship in Accelerate and started to cry in every worship in the fear of what would happen. The leaders in Accelerate prayed for me a lot and all the Ashford girls were really supportive, so thank you. Oh. God answered my prayer and took a lot of the worry away. In Joshua 9, it says this.
Hold that for a minute.
This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. This is what happened to me, and I know there was no need to be afraid. My faith became so much stronger when my auntie was healed. I was overjoyed. It made me realise that I had witnessed a real-life miracle. And then the other week in youth, we were talking about baptisms, and I was, like, really scared, and I didn't want to get baptised. But then I asked Abby, like, loads of questions, and it just gave me the courage to get baptised.
I am going to speak in a moment. I know, because I've been in and amongst the girly chat about how difficult actually people find it that they think they have to come and tell their story. But the stories are so powerful. And it isn't as scary as you think up here, is it? But that's a big deal. That was one of the reasons that Katie would have postponed today. So you've done it. It's going to be ace. So we're going to ask Alison, she's down there, to come and pray.
Well, I can't believe this. The first thing I've said is that I remember when I first met you and your smile was so infectious and now you're crying. So please smile through the crying of the tears. But Katie is a fantastic young woman who I've known for X number of years now. And whenever I've seen her, she lights up a room with her smile. And I think you can agree with me today that when we talk about sharing the message of Jesus, Katie will smile at people and they will return that smile. And that will give an opportune moment for you to share that message that God has got for you to share. And this journey that Katie's been on this year has been particularly a difficult journey for her and her family. But you know what, Katie? You have held it together so well. Your family should be very proud of the way that you've grown, the way that you've witnessed, not just to your family, but to your friends. And we are so very proud of the step that you are going to take, because I know it's been a difficult step to take. And I just felt that... this is my favourite Bible passage, but I felt that it was, for what's happened this year and for what is to come, I felt that God was saying, for God knows the plans that he has for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. And I do feel that God will bless you in your journey with him. So be strong, because God is with you. Shall we just pray for Katie? Dear Lord, we thank you for Katie this morning. We thank you that she is responding to your call and following you. As she takes this mighty step of faith, fill her with your love, your peace, and the power of your Holy Spirit. The meaning of Katie is pure. So we pray that as she enters the waters of baptism, you will purify her heart, Lord, and prepare her to share the message of love with everyone that she meets. We pray for confidence, for courage, perseverance, and endurance as you begin this journey today. Bless you. Amen. Amen.
Wow, brilliant. What amazing stories, so different, but there's some themes as well. I wonder if those who are being baptized would just come and join with me at the front. We're going to go and get changed in one moment. But I don't know about you, but I'm really hit this morning about how the confidence that these young people have in the choices that they're making. And we've mentioned that, you know, it's quite challenging to stand in front of people, and haven't they done well? Yeah. so well. One of the things that is really important to us as church is that we are a church of all ages. And sometimes people often comment, people who've not been in Ashwood Church before, they arrive and they go, wow, how many children and young people are part of the church? And the truth is that church is not like a family, church is a family. And I just want to say I'm so proud of you guys today for the choices that you've made. And I wonder is what we're going to do in a moment. We're going to go and get, these guys are going to go and get changed. We're going to, Paul's going to lead us in a song while we do that. But I felt that actually this morning that I wanted to invite all of us as church. I know we've prayed individually, but I'd like us, like all of you, to just for a moment, we're going to speak our own prayers all together over these guys. And I know there's lots of you who are family here today, and it must be a proud moment for you to be a part of this, and that's excellent. Also know that one of the other themes that was really strong was friendship. You know, as they came, as these guys spoke of their friends and the people who are around them. And actually what I'm going to ask you to do is if you're here and you're one of the friends of any of these guys, I'd like you just to come and stand next to them, and you can, and I'd like you to pray with us all together, not on the microphone, but just all together. So if you don't be shy, if you're one of the friends, if you're a family, you're friends with these guys, I'd like you to just come and stand with them this morning. We're going to pray quickly all together. If you just stand forwards a little bit, look. It's not, you don't have to, it's not a pressure, but brilliant. A few people mentioned about role models and they were inspired, and they also talked about the importance of friendships. And I just felt this morning there's something really significant as these guys get baptized to have the prayers and the support of their friends around them. You know, sometimes people say to us, how old do you have to be baptized? And to be really honest, I haven't really got a great answer in terms of an age. But what I say to them is they're old enough when they are clear that they want to make the choice and be baptized. And I think you'll agree that the people here this morning are really clear that they want to be baptized. So I'm going to invite all of us to pray all at once. If you're stood next to one of your friends, I'd like you to pray your prayer. Those of us who are a bit older in the room, we're going to pray as well. There's going to be a big noise in a moment. It's going to be even bigger when you get baptized, but there's going to be a big noise in a moment of everybody praying for you. Then we're going to sing together and get you baptized. Is that okay? So I'm going to count down 3, 2, 1, and then I want you guys and all of us together. Are we okay? You up for that? We're going to make some noise and pray together this morning. Our prayers. Add our prayers together. Let's do it then. 3, 2, 1. Let's pray, everybody. So, Father, this morning as we look at this wonderful group of young people, Lord, we thank you for friendship. We thank you for support. And, Lord, one of the things that really hits me this morning is the new level of confidence that you're putting in these young people to be the people that you've called them to be, to rely on you. Lord, I thank you for their friendships. I thank you for the support that they have. But, Lord, my prayer is today that each one of them would know a greater confidence and they're putting their trust in you. Their friend, their Saviour, and their Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Fantastic. Thank you guys for helping with that. That is brilliant. Okay, fantastic. So Sam's up first. We've got 3 questions for you, Sam, and then we're going to baptise you. So here's the questions. Do you repent of your sins and renounce all evil?
I do.
Do you trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour?
I do.
And will you obey Jesus and serve him in the church and in the world?
I will.
Fantastic. The same questions for you, Annabelle. Do you repent of your sins and renounce all evil?
Yes.
Do you trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour?
Yes.
And will you obey Jesus and serve him in the church and the world?
Yes.
So, Hannah, we're going to ask you these three questions as well. Do you repent of your sins and renounce all evil?
I do.
Do you trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour?
I do.
And will you obey Jesus and serve him in the church and the world?
I will.
Millie, who's climbing in? So, Millie has invited her dad, Dave, as well to baptise. So, do you repent of your sins, Millie, and renounce all evil?
I do.
Do you trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour?
I do.
And will you obey Jesus and serve him in the church and in the world?
I will.
Brilliant. Right, up to the front, please. So, Katie, do you repent of your sins and renounce all evil?
I do.
And do you trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour?
I do.
And will you obey Jesus and serve him in the church and in the world?
I will.
Well, let's pray together and then we'll close our meeting this morning.